That's right. Here in the winter, we're thinking about baseball. I looked at the calendar and I thought, wait a minute, Tribe Fest is this weekend. Let's get Curtis Danberg on the line to talk about that. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning.
Well, you guys are doing, you're busy at Progressive Field. You know, during the winter months, we're watching Cavaliers basketball. The Browns have all of their issues that are dealing with. And meanwhile, the Indians have been doing some home improvement over at the Progressive Field, huh?
We've been doing a lot of home improvements, and we're gearing up. We're 27 days away from the start of spring training and 78 days from the home opener at Progressive Field. So there's been pretty much a day after the season ended. Our crews have been attacking our whole right field area, and the transformation is underway, and it's going to be amazing to see it turn out the way it is planning to set up.
You even have a countdown on your on the Indians.com site for Tribe Fest. 2 days, 1 hour, 45 minutes, 57 seconds, at least the time we're, when we're doing the interview right now. But who's counting, as they say?
A lot of our fans are counting, which is very cool. It's become a tradition, and our fans are looking forward to it, where we kind of open the doors to Progressive Field and transform the service level underground, underbelly of the ballpark to a festival atmosphere. And we're going to have two sessions on Saturday, 10 to 2 and 4 to 8, and one session on Sunday from 10 to 3.
Well, let's talk about some of the activities. And I guess the main thing is they get to meet a lot of the players, right?
They do. We do for additional price. You can purchase autographed tickets. But even if you don't do that, we have the players up on the main stage doing some interactive Q&A elements. We're going to have a family feud type game with the players and have a little fun with them. Kids can take swing in the batting cages. You can take a tour through the home clubhouse and see how the players live all season long. So it's really a unique environment to see the behind the scenes of Progressive Field, as well as get a chance to interact with the players.
Now, when you come there, does it have like a tour atmosphere, or do you kind of wander where you want when you want?
It's more of that. It's more the wandering part. So we'll give you a map as you come in, and it's kind of an open house almost, where you can kind of go visit the club lounge where the concessions are. You can go to the various autograph spots or go to the main area where we have the main stage at your leisure, and you can come and go as you please. So it's a great value, too, for families especially. A paying adult of $10, if you buy in advance, can bring two kids for free. And also a little tip, purchase your parking online, too. It's only $3 to park in the Gateway Garage. And there's a Monsters game on Saturday and a Cavs game on Sunday, so make sure you get your parking to reserve that as well.
You know, baseball is one of those places that's sort of trying to be family-friendly and invite the whole family down. So there's everything, something for everybody to do then.
There is, absolutely. So we want to attend to different fan interests, and that's what we do with that, as well as what we're doing with the new ballpark renovations. It's about targeting different fan experiences to the different fan segments. And we've certainly made a big announcement yesterday that will pretty much address everybody's interest, and that's food. We announced that Melt, Barrio, and Sweet Moses, all Northeast Ohio local establishments, will all be inside Progressive Field for 2015.
And that kind of falls into that whole idea, what you were talking about when I heard the press conference about the renovations,
yep,
about the neighborhoods, bringing almost the outside community into the ballpark.
Yeah, that was a key component to our project, was celebrate the city of Cleveland, make it a Cleveland experience. So if somebody is coming from out of town, or, you know, for those out in Elyria that maybe don't make it to the Cleveland area on a regular basis, you know what, you can come experience that at Progressive Field. So adding these popular entities at Progressive Field will certainly enhance the fan experience, which
now,
we're excited about.
One thing great about baseball, every Indians fan has their own favorite player. It could be the star pitcher. It could be sort of a utility guy, somebody who maybe feels like, I could relate to that guy. If that was me, I could play. Who are some of the names that are going to be there from the ball
field? That's one of the coolest parts of what we've been able to build with Tribe Fest, is we're going to have 21 of the 25-man roster here. So all your big names are going to be here. Michael Brantley, Corey Kluber, we have to be creative. He has to pick up his Cy Young Award in New York Saturday night, but he'll make an appearance. Yan Gomes, Jason Kipnis, Trevor Bauer, Carlos Carrasco, Danny Salazar. I mean, I can go right down the way, as well as Tito Francona, Mickey Callaway, you know, Hammy and Rosie will be working the main stage. So definitely we'll be all hands on deck.
What if Bob DiBiase is my favorite guy? Will I be able to see him down there, too? What about you, Curtis? Are you busy there as well?
I'll be there and around. Unfortunately, Bobby D, fortunately for him, though, he's out in Goodyear, Arizona at fantasy camp all week. So he's hanging with the alumni. But I'll be around, and I know Bobby's missing certainly loving the weather, but certainly going to miss Tribe Fest, and he's bummed about that. But,
it's a little easier to see the white ball in Goodyear than it is in Cleveland when the snow's on the
ground. I'm sure he'll find besides the fantasy white ball, I'm sure there's the other white ball that's going to happen out there, too. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of Goodyear, I know that Wahoo Week, the WEOL is always proud to be a part of with the Indians, is coming up at the end of February. So we got things here at the end of January, February, and then spring training is in full swing.
Yeah, and before you know it, Tim will be doing the dugout shows from the press box. And it's amazing how quickly the off season goes, but I know for all of us that are dealing with this weather, we're all excited that spring's right around the corner.
Right, and it's great to see the nice, fresh, crisp uniforms getting ready to get out there.
February 6th, the trucks depart. So that's another good sign that spring's right around the corner.
Tribe Fest again coming up this Saturday and Sunday at Progressive Field, presented by Key Bank. If people wanted to get a hold of tickets and do things, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way to do it is Indians.com/TribeFest. Just one word, and that's where you can purchase your tickets. And again, purchase them in advance, not only to save money, but also if you're bringing kids. The kids can come for free.
And you can pick your time, whether Saturday 10 to 2, Saturday 4 to 8, or on Sunday from 10 until 3. Curtis, thanks for sharing the time with us, and go Tribe.
Always a pleasure. Go Tribe.